Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning, we have Christine Whittemore with us. And Christine is the kind of the retail experience person with Solutia. How are you doing this morning, Christine?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I appreciate you being with us here on this short week right after Labor Day. And also, the reason I really wanted to talk to you is to talk about your new consumer blog. Tell us a little bit real quickly about, I mean, you just started this year, right?
Yes. The blog is the Carpetology blog, and we launched it on December 27th of last year. So it's been fully in place for all of 2008 year to date. And it's been a wonderful opportunity to talk about carpet, celebrate carpet in a way that's relevant to consumers. Because way too often, I don't think consumers get the opportunity to see the more wonderful, fashionable side of carpet. So the Carpetology blog is our opportunity to do that and to create relevance out of a lot of the wonderful resources that are available throughout the flooring and carpet industry.
Now, for those people, a blog is short for weblog, and it's usually one-way communications. I mean, you're actually talking in kind of a dialogue conversational format to people who come and find your site either through some kind of search engine or whatever, and you're providing them consumer type information about carpet. Is that right?
Right. It's written in a conversational style, so you need to kind of strip away all of the marketing speak, all the corporate speak, and speak in terms that are relevant to a visitor. To someone who's looking for information. And the first resource for information, and for all of us, since we're all a part of this new trend, is to go to a search engine like Google and type in whatever it is the term is that we want more information on. And the Carpetology blog is about all things carpet-related. Carpet buying, carpet fashion, carpet styles, design trends that affect carpet, how to care for carpet. And the way we know we're connecting with consumers is whether they find us when they're searching on some of those terms.
So that's basically the feedback. I mean, the feedback that you're getting, and this is one of the reasons I want to talk to you today, is, if you talk about something that is of interest to consumers, then all of a sudden you get more traffic. So one of the things I wanted to find out, and kind of the key question I wanted to ask you today, is when you cover the gambit on carpet and information that consumers would find interesting, what is bringing you the most traffic? What kind of feedback do you get?
And you're absolutely right. Feedback, primary source of feedback, is whether stories are connecting. And then there's also a response mechanism in terms of leaving comments, or it's very easy for people to contact us via email. But in terms of the stories that have generated the most traffic, and not just quick one-day visits, but traffic over time, are stories about carpet fashion and carpet styles, kind of what I call getting up close and personal with carpet, where I'll get on my hands and knees with a camera and photograph the carpet up close so I can talk about it and explain, what is a frise, what is a shag, what's a cable, and then talking about how to care for those carpets. But the biggest source of traffic has been around carpet styles and trends.
I love hearing that. I mean, I know I sound like a broken record, but, I mean, a lot of people think we're in the flooring business, but we're really in the fashion business, right?
Absolutely. It's fashion. It's beautiful. There's so many gorgeous carpet styles being developed, and too often the consumer doesn't get a chance to see that when they walk into a store. And consumers across all categories are doing their homework ahead of time. They're educating themselves by doing searches, by visiting sites, and if they can get the real information, the real lowdown on products, they're going to be much happier. So what a great way to let them know about how wonderful carpet is.
So, we talked about, I know there's some methods that tell you what traffic you're getting, but I think you can also, I mean, if people really like something, they can comment back to you and actually either send you an email. So what kind of feedback are you getting from that perspective?
I'm thrilled to pieces with the feedback I'm getting. Now, I also blog over at Flooring the Consumer, which I established in June of 2006, and it's a very different conversation that I'm having there compared to the conversation that we're having at the Carpetology blog. And what I've noticed is with consumer-related topics, There are fewer email comments or fewer, I should say, fewer blog comments. But what I do see is whether people are coming back and forwarding stories and then also sending me those personalized emails that say, hey, I saw this story. Can you get me information or what does this mean? What's also very exciting is that the stories on the Carpetology blog have led to more in-depth conversations with retailers, either about stories that they wish we would cover, and in fact, that's how we got to an in-depth story and interview with Kearns Carpet One about carpet maintenance, and also an installation story where Tom Jennings helped me out. But that's very exciting, too, because it means that we're hearing from retailers about topics that come up when they're talking to consumers that we can then address and have some reference information that they can use as well as any consumer curious about that.
See, the great thing about what you're doing is, and this is one of the reasons, again, I wanted to have you on here, is that you can provide a window to retailers about what consumers are really thinking about carpet because of the feedback you're getting. You know, it's around maintenance, it's around fashion. What are a couple of little topics that they're most interested in?
Certainly maintenance is a huge deal. Style, because that hits what you said, which is we're in the fashion business. Mm-hmm. But there are also opportunities to celebrate the fact that carpet shows up in all kinds of amazing ways. There's the carpet of flowers in Brussels. And by the way, as we speak at the Biltmore, they are inaugurating their first ever carpet of flowers. There are instances of, it's just amazing how many wonderful stories show up. And I call those carpet in the news stories, mm-hmm. and I highlight those. And most recent one is one where I've actually had a terrific conversation online, is the YouTube and People.com search for the next red carpet reporter. And the winner of the contest, Francesca Ranzi, contacted us when we first ran the story about the contest. And I interviewed her, given her having won. So we'll see. There may be a whole new perspective that she gives red carpet reporting that will change the way we communicate with consumers.
Usually when you go to a blog, there's a little section in it that kind of talks about the mission or purpose for the background of why you're doing what you're doing. What do you say when you go to the Carpetology blog?
What we say, and it's the first thing you see when you go to the site is, welcome, and here's where you'll find thoughts, ideas, resources, and links about all things carpet. And that goes from design, from carpet in the news, installing, how to buy, and if anyone has any other ideas, we are happy to address it. But we really do want to be a resource for a lot of the wonderful aspects of living and with carpet that people tend not to focus on.
And what is the address for your blog?
The address is carpetology.blogspot.com.
Okay. Spell Carpetology for us.
Carpetology. And the whole notion of Carpetology came out of our We're Dated by the Foot marketing campaign. So there's certainly whimsy to the Carpetology blog, but there's also knowledge, information, and a lot of passion around carpet.
Well, I find this very interesting, and we'll have to come back and visit this occasionally when you can give us even more feedback about what consumers are thinking. Appreciate you spending time with us this morning. We've been talking to Christine Whittemore, who is actually with Solutia and in charge of the kind of the retail experience at Solutia. And I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.